Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep. Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So, when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today on the podcast, we are continuing our list of top 39 AI companies who have raised over $100 million this year. It's been really interesting to go through these so far, see what types of companies are getting funded, and you know how maybe you can be paying attention for future investments, and also how to use some of these tools to your advantage. Speaking of which, Jaden, why don't you tell them about our AI school community?
Yeah, if you're looking to make money with AI tools or take your current business, whatever that is, and grow and scale it with AI, we would love to have you as a member of our AI Hustle School community. We have over 190 people that have joined. We have people that have started $100 million companies, people that are just getting started with companies. So you get a really wide range of perspectives. But it's an incredible community where people are talking about the tools they're using, the projects they're doing, how much money they're making. I break down exactly how much money I make on different side hustles, screenshots, all the stuff that I don't share publicly. So really, really interesting community we'd love for you to be a part of. Every week we release exclusive content we don't share anywhere else, talking about how to grow and scale your business and different side hustles Jamie and I are doing. So we'd love to have you as a member. It's $19 a month. It'll probably get raised in the future. But if you lock in that price now, it won't be raised on you. So like this, we want to get into some of our favorite companies that have raised money this last year, over $100 million. And the first one I wanted to talk about is called AlphaSense. So they raised $650 million. They're based in New York. And this was their Series F. So this is like a pretty mature company. They're quite far along. They announced this back in June that they were raising this. They had a bunch of big investors, including SoftBank's Vision Fund and Goldman Sachs. So you know that, you know, this is a very serious player. And when you get to something like a Series F, this is quite far along. These are typically the people that are going to be putting money in, right? Like $650 million, you're going to be getting big players. So you're going to get like the Vision Funds, or it's going to be companies like Microsoft and Amazon, but not in this case. In any case, what does AlphaSense do exactly? They're a market intelligence platform. They're founded back in 2008. So this is not new. And they've raised over $1.4 billion up to date, and they most recently were valued at $4 billion. One thing that I will say is interesting is you have, you know, a company like this that's been around since 2008. They've been chugging along. They keep doing, you know, more and more rounds of funding, raising a bunch of money. They're definitely not like the rocket ship firecracker that you see out of something like Perplexity that's currently raising an $8 billion valuation. It's been around for like 2 years, but this is a really solid company with some good fundamentals. And essentially what I believe that they've done is they start off as a market intelligence platform. So they're giving you data and business intelligence and analytics about the different markets. And they probably started off more as a software company. And then in recent years, they've added a whole bunch of AI tools that have really like helped spur them and help them be able to raise a new round of funding. So I've seen this happen in a bunch of companies where these kind of rounds of funding sort of breathe life into an older company, help them raise more money, help them do something new and novel. And now they're like, okay, we need some like money to help develop our AI, to help market it. And it's kind of like a new face or new wave for this company. And so, yeah, I don't know. Big kudos to AlphaSense for being around for so long and being a solid company.
Yeah, that's a great point actually that you brought up, is that a lot of these companies, you know, it seems like, how is it possible that a company could, and brand new AI company could jump out and raise, you know, $100 million plus, when that is true for some of these, but a lot of them have been around longer and now are integrating AI and then that is in turn transforming their business. So yeah, that's a good point. Next one on the list is called Akasa. They just raised $120 million. They are a healthcare revenue cycle automation platform. So they are based in San Francisco, and yeah, they've, you know, there's a lot of these big ones that we're seeing are healthcare, which makes sense that, you know, healthcare would be a big player in a lot of these AI large fundraising rounds. So yeah, Jane, you want to do the next one?
Yeah. So the next one that we want to talk about is called Evolutionary Scale. They've raised $142 million and they are developing biological AI models for therapeutic design. This is such an exciting area. Therapeutics, drug discovery, all of this is kind of like my favorite area. This is all what's exciting and very interesting to me is that this $142 million they've raised is a seed round, meaning this is very new, right? We talk about companies like AlphaSense, they were raising on their Series F far into the company. They're super old. They just, whereas Evolutionary Scale, they just raised this back on June 25th. They announced it. But this is a seed round. So it's like a brand new company. They had some big players in, including the former GitHub CEO, Nat Friedman and Daniel Gross. Then they had some angel investors and the former head of AI at Y Combinator. This company only started in 2023. So I think when they're doing something like raising $142 million, there's a couple things. Number one is I'm sure they have an incredible team, but I also think that these people have created an AI and they're onto something already. They've developed the AI, but beyond just the AI, they're already like well into the way of designing some of these therapeutics that this AI has helped with. And so that's where a lot of the value from this, it's more than just a software or the AI, but it's like, oh, they're kind of well into helping develop a therapeutic that's also going to be worth a lot of money. So when you see those kind of companies, I think that's a reason why they can get a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a great point. The next one on the list is called Etched.ai. It's just raised $120 million. They're based in San Francisco. But what's interesting about this is that they are working to make AI chips that can run AI models faster and cheaper than GPUs. So that's another common theme in a lot of these companies we've been talking about is you have the energy side and how do we compute all this AI technology and compute it in a cheaper, more efficient way. So Etched.ai looks like they must be doing something right to raise $120 million.
Yes, so impressive. The next one I want to talk about is called Bright Machines. Bright Machines raised $106 million. What's interesting is this is a Series C round. So again, a little bit into the company. BlackRock led this most recent round. And NVIDIA, Microsoft, and Eclipse Ventures all participated. So this seems like one that is like it's going in with the old boys, you know, like the BlackRock, NVIDIA, Microsoft kind of players that are all putting money into it. And this company makes smart robotics and AI-driven software. So they've raised a total of $437 million a total, but this is like a robotics and AI software company. And these companies need a lot of money. Robotics is incredibly expensive. They're competing with people like Tesla's Optimus. So yeah, I'm super excited. You can see like NVIDIA obviously put money in because they know that their robotics are going to need NVIDIA hardware. Microsoft put money in because a lot of these AI tools are going to be run or trained. Their AI models are going to be trained on Microsoft's cloud. And then BlackRock, I'm sure, has their own reasons for investing in robotics companies. But yeah, very interesting company, Bright Machines.
Next one is another robotics company called Skilled AI. They just raised $300 million, bringing their valuation to $1.5 billion. This was including investors such as Jeff Bezos Expeditions. So another robotics company using AI to power robots. That's going to be a huge one as well. I think it's going to be kind of like a little bit of a race and competition between some of those bigger people like Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, who can build the first, you know, AI robot that everyone wants. Yeah. So that's an interesting one for sure.
It looks interesting. And from like a lot of their videos and demos, it looks like they're kind of copying Boston Dynamics dog robot thing they built. And like a lot of these other humanoid kind of robots. So it is interesting, but they have all the most famous people investing, SoftBank, Menlo Ventures, SVA, Amazon, Bezos, a ton of them. And they have like three kind of AI models or AI robots that they show off on their homepage, which is like a humanoid, this weird, like one that looks like it works on a factory with two arms, and then kind of like a dog one. So anyways, very, very interesting company. The next one that we wanted to talk about is called Hebia. So Hebia, they just raised $130 million. And an interesting thing is one of their investors is A16Z or Andreessen Horowitz. And I'm pretty bullish on this company, to be honest. So with all of this, they essentially are using generative AI to search large documents. They also got some money from Peter Thiel, the famous investor, and Google Ventures. And they have about a $700 million valuation. So they're getting close to that $1 billion valuation part point. But what's interesting is, like, I think that their competition... this is what I think is interesting. They got money from Google Ventures, but Google Ventures is also the company that their Gemini models, they are literally competing against OpenAI and companies like Anthropic's Claude, because Google through their Gemini AI model has a 1 million token context window, which is something like 750,000 words that you can put into one of these models and into their model and get it to talk to you. So it's interesting that if that's the case, then they're also investing in AI companies that help you search large documents when they're kind of already doing that. But what my assumption is, Hebia has discovered some things that that Google isn't even capable of doing, or it's bigger than what Google's doing. So it's some of these like creative things to get bigger documents in there. And for companies that do that, very often it's really worth it for a company like Google to invest in them, sometimes acquire them or bring them in house to essentially get the context window even bigger on a tool like Gemini. So it makes sense for them to, it seems like, oh man, it's kind of a competitor and they're kind of already doing this. Why are they investing in a company that does it? A lot of times they'll invest in competitors that are doing things slightly better than them, and they'll end up just buying them out or partnering with them in the future to essentially help them do that better.
Yeah. So the next one sort of relates, and that's a legal tech company called Harvey. They just announced a $100 million Series C round. This was led by Google Ventures, so a big player there, and OpenAI also participated. You know, legal tech, I feel like AI has a huge use case for the legal arena. I mean, I even think of someone like LegalZoom, the website, integrating AI into their, document creation, all that kind of stuff. I feel like it's kind of a no-brainer. So it makes sense that you'd have an AI legal tech company raise that kind of money. So that's one to keep an eye on for sure.
The next one we want to talk about is called World Labs. So a very famous AI researcher, Fei-Fei Li, has a startup, World Labs. They raised $100 million in July, and it already has an over $1 billion valuation. That's according to the Financial Times. What they're looking to build is AI models that can accurately estimate three-dimensional physicality of real world objects. Meaning, what that really means is, if you give this AI model, I've looked into this a bunch because this is a really fascinating thing. Like, they came out of the gate and just raised $100 million to $1 billion valuation just right off the bat when they were getting started. And really, that's all because of their founder, essentially. Fei-Fei Li is like really famous in the AI space and has done a lot of amazing things. But essentially what it does, you give it a picture of something and it can create a 3D object, and it uses AI to predict like what the back of that object looks like, what the front of that object looks like, what that object looks like from all around. So I remember back for like e-commerce, it was a really big deal a number of years ago and Amazon still has some of these features, some of these 360 features where, like, essentially if I wanted to go buy a shoe on Amazon, they were trying to get it where you could see like a 360 spin of that shoe. And in order to get that, what you would essentially have to do is get your product. You'd put it on something that could spin the shoe perfectly. There'd be cameras taking pictures of it from every single angle. And you could just get every single angle of this object photographed and covered. And so someone could go there and spin it around and see every angle of the shoe, right? That was the idea. What's interesting is this AI model essentially would be able to do that, but with just a single image. And it would be able to essentially use AI to predict what like the back and the front and all the sides of the image are. So overall, an absolutely fascinating company. We're going to go into more of these in a later episode. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. If you enjoyed the podcast, we would really appreciate it if you leave us a review. And make sure, if you are interested in making money with AI tools, to go and join our AI Hustle School community. We cover exclusive pieces of content every week. We don't share anywhere else. We hope you all have an amazing rest of your day, and we'll see you next time.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.